I wouldn't say fortunate, but I was able to, in my time, I was able to cover three of them, I mean, photograph three of them. And the, I guess the first one was up at the Knox Mine disaster, up at Pittston, when 12 were killed, when the Susquehanna River broke through. The miners just got a little bit too close. The roof got a little bit close to the Susquehanna River, and the river broke through, and it was in January of 1959. I heard about it on the radio, and it was another one of those things. I don't know why you go to them, but if you're part of the region in 59, it was just about 4 years after the mines closed here, you know. They were still working up at the Wilkes-Barre. Deep mining was still operating up there. But after the river went through, and that was the end of the deep mining in the Wyoming Valley. There was no... I don't have too many pictures of that, because by the time I got up there, I don't have any pictures of any of the men being brought out. You know, that was done. But I had a few photographs showing the town and the people waiting to see what's going to happen. I have numerous pictures of people dropping in huge railroad gondolas to try to breach this hole in the Susquehanna. That was kind of an eerie scene with the ice flowing down the river, and then all this river is just swallowing up these huge mine gondolas.